Well, our attention turns to our brothers and sisters around the world quite often, and even during this time, our prayers go out to people in different situations where it is very difficult to be a believer. That's part of what Open Doors Canada is involved with, and the World Watch List that also ranks places where it is the most dangerous to be a believer. And Gary Stagg is with Open Doors Canada, and he joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us, Gary.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Todd. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Gary, first of all, tell us a little bit about what Open Doors Canada does.
Open Doors Canada comes alongside of the persecuted church in over 70 countries around the world, places where it's most dangerous to live as a Christian. And we support them with Bible and Christian literature distribution. Obviously, now during the pandemic, you know, we've switched into helping more with aid, which we do on an ongoing basis, but even more so right now. We help with trauma counseling. Obviously, they go through a lot, you know, especially in areas where there's a lot of violence. And we also help them with community development, basically to help them get themselves on their feet, help them to set up small businesses, because in many cases, Christians are denied even employment in some of these areas just because they're a Christian. And so, you know, it's whatever they need. We try to respond to whatever they need. We don't go in and say, hey, we know what you need and this is what we're going to do for you. But we listen to them and they tell us what they need, and we try the best we can to respond to what they're telling us.
And something that Open Doors Canada regularly releases is called the World Watch List. Tell us how you put that together.
Yeah, the World Watch List is a result of ongoing research that's done by our World Watch Research Unit. It's done by field workers, people that work at desks, obviously, and it takes place around, you know, the whole calendar year. And then the reports of the yearly report is published in mid-January. And so it basically helps us to keep keep a finger on what's happening around the world, to kind of get the pulse of what's happening with regards to Christian persecution around the globe. Mm-hmm. And that also informs, you know, where we work and what we do and so on. Mm-hmm. So the World Watch List is a very important thing for us to be aware of, because it ranks the top 50 countries in the world where it's most dangerous to live as a Christian.
And in the times when we've spoken in the past about the World Watch List and we've checked in with Open Doors Canada to get an idea of what's going on, it has always been the top country was North Korea. And we kind of expected that all the time. And, you know, we've heard the stories and that continues. But as the research has come in, there have been some changes. So what's happened?
Yeah, this year, maybe not surprising, but the thing that is most notable is that North Korea is no longer number one on the list. It's actually this year, Afghanistan is as past North Korea as the most dangerous place to live for a Christian to live in the world. But now, that doesn't mean that North Korea, things have gotten better. In
right.
fact, the persecution has gone up there as well. It's just that incrementally, it's gone up more so in Afghanistan. And for the past number of years, Afghanistan and North Korea were actually neck and neck, and they were just a fraction of a point off from each other. Mm. So this past year, Afghanistan grew by 4 points in our scoring system,
wow.
But North Korea also grew by 2 points. So, but the 4 points put them over the top, and so that's why they have come to the top of the list as the most dangerous place to live.
It's the World Watch List at opendoorscanada.org. Our guest this morning has been Reverend Gary Stagg from Open Doors Canada. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning and filling us in on what's going on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Todd. Really appreciate all you're doing.